This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day. Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Anna, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Anna. Doing very well today. How am I going to help you?
Okay, I have a 9-year-old son, and I've been in a long-distance relationship for about 2 years now, and my fiancé has been transferred to where I live to Tampa, and
okay.
He'll be arriving in like 2 months, and we're planning on getting married in about 6 months. And the problem is now that my daughter's father has like started a, let's say, a campaign against my fiance and telling my daughter to she's been saying, I don't want to be around you when you're with him, and they usually get along fine. And now she's been saying,
all right, like, let me ask you a couple questions. He's not living with you, is he?
No.
Okay, good girl. Good for you. Because I know it's tempting. So how often did you see the long-distance guy when you were long-distance? How often would you see him?
About once a month.
Okay. How often do you see him now?
I've known him for like 17 years.
How often do you see him now?
The same, about once a month.
So what's her objection? I thought he just moved to where you are.
No, no, he's going to be moving to where I live in about 2 months.
Okay. So nothing's changed. So what's Miss Charm School graduate complaining about at this moment?
Because now it seems like, I guess the father knows that he's moving in closer, so he tells me with her, well, she doesn't want to be with her, right? And then with him, and then...
Okay, all right, here are a couple things. How long have you been divorced?
For 6 years.
Okay.
But this is the first person I've had a relationship since.
I got it. Does Dad have a relationship with anybody or not?
No.
Okay. How often does your daughter see her dad?
Once a week. Like on weekends. She spends weekends with him and every other Wednesday.
Okay. So did your daughter say anything, or did this come through your ex?
No, now she's saying when we're at the ex, I want you to be together with my father. I don't want you to be with him. And then the ex is saying, I got a prophecy that we're going to be together in front of my daughter.
All right. Now, who got the prophecy? Your husband did? Your ex-husband?
Yeah, my husband and my daughter did too. He's saying that she did too.
Great. All right. Perfect. We don't care. All right. So when your daughter comes to you and says, I don't want you to be with this dude, you and Dad should get back together, what do you say?
That we're not getting back together. She starts crying hysterically and, you know, don't you love my father? And I say, well, you know, I love him as a father of my child. He's your father, but I'm not in love with him. I'm in love with somebody else, and I want to be with somebody else. And I have to move on, and we're not going to be together ever.
Okay. Have you and her dad spent, like, holidays together over the last 6 years?
In the beginning, yes.
Like, when did we stop doing this?
Like, let's say 3.5 years ago.
Okay. Well, you can, for those of you, I'm not really fussing so much at you, Anna, but for people who are listening, you can see why it seems like a great idea, and it's not. If you and your ex are, you're sure that you're never going to get back, if you were the last human being on the earth, you're not going to be back with that person, don't spend holidays. And I know it's much more logistically challenging to have your kid go back and forth, but you're setting up an unrealistic expectation in the kid's head that, oh, well, they'll get back together. So, again, I'm not so much fussing at you as everybody else who's listening who thinks, well, look, as long as we're not enemies, why don't we spend holidays together? This is why not. All right. So the first thing you're going to say to your daughter is let her go. And, I mean, it sounds like she's a drama queen anyway. Let her go and be a drama queen. And when she says, you know, I had this prophecy that you and Dad are going to be together, and say, great. that if that prophecy comes true, then at some, 100 years from now, we'll say, wow, wasn't that interesting? But for right now, it's not going to happen. Here's the deal, daughter of mine. In the next decade, you're going to start dating. And I'm not going to be allowed to choose who you're going to date. You can't choose who I'm going to date either. And I know that you didn't ask to be born. I know that you have a mother and a father. And I know that in your life it would be much simpler if we're together. But that's not the reality. So here's the deal, that I'm not going to pick the people you're going to date. You're not going to pick the people I'm going to date. Now, so that's number one, is that we just read her the riot act. I mean, she's being a spoiled brat, and don't succumb to it. And with the L word, could say, look, your dad and I try very hard to be friends, but we don't get along together. This is, and it sounds, why did the two of you get divorced, actually?
Well, we got divorced because things weren't working out, because he had a son from his previous marriage that was, like, ruling the house. So if whatever he wanted, we had to do whatever his son wanted, and it was, like, difficult.
Well, but you're doing the same thing again. Whatever mistakes he made with his son, he and your daughter and you are now making with your daughter, which is she gets to determine, and she doesn't.
Okay. See, I don't know. I just don't know. I feel like I'd be forcing her to, okay, so you have to be with me, like I'm forcing her. I don't know.
Right now, a couple things. So the first issue, though, is you don't get to choose who my mate is. You have a father that Henry is not going to try and be your father. He is going to be my husband at some point. Although I'm not sure why you're engaged to somebody that you've been seeing, that you've basically, I know you've known him forever, but if I were you, I don't know that I would view it as engaged. I would view it as engaged to be engaged, and don't have him live with you. And you need to date him. I mean, seeing somebody once a month is real different than and whoever he was 17 years ago. So I would probably back off a little bit, not for your daughter's sake, but for your sake. But that's a sprinkle on the icing. That's not the major issue. The major issue is daughter doesn't get to determine who's going to live with you. Second of all, at some point, daughter may say, okay, I'm going to go live with dad, at which point you quietly go, yay, because especially if you're getting married, that having a couple of a while where you don't have to deal with a princess on a day-to-day basis is a great gift to stabilizing your marriage, because otherwise you run the risk of being in exactly the same situation with the new guy that you were with your ex, which is the child ruling the roost. And she certainly has a temperament to do it. So if she says, I'm going to go live with dad, you could say, look, I will miss you greatly, but I know you love your dad, and that's fine, and we'll work how I see you on weekends. So that would be a great, it's very like she's going to threaten it, and it's a great idea. I mean, and it's going to happen sooner or later anyway, but and you're not allowed to sort of do the little happy dance, because that will scar her, and I don't need her as a lifelong patient. All right, so that's number two. Number three is your ex doesn't get any vote in this, and if he comes to you and says, well, she says this, you say, look, and what you can say to your daughter, you don't even need to say it to your ex, you can say, he's the one with the facial hair, hopefully. If you've got a problem with him, you go to him about it. You've got a problem with me, you come to me about it. It doesn't sound to me that she's particularly shy about coming to you and saying, I don't want him, I had this, this prophecy, and you could say, well, I have the prophecy that I was going to win the lottery, so let's see how we're doing on prophecies. Let's write them all down. But, I mean, part of it is you just have to man up. Your ex does not get a vote. Your daughter really doesn't get a vote, which gets us to the last kind of thing, which is do not live with this dude. And she doesn't have to do business with him to begin with. And it sounds like she's already met him, but just back off a little bit. I would back off the engagement, not because of her, and I don't think you necessarily have to tell her, because you don't want to give her the ammunition to say, well, if mom, if I don't like him, then mom's not going to marry him. But you don't know this. You don't know this guy. And certainly your daughter's one of the issues, and you've already been through that awful situation where a kid is telling the grown-ups what to do. But you don't need to get into it again.
Concerns that she, if I like back off and say, okay, so you can live with your father, or well, then we're not gonna get to, that she'll feel like, okay, so I'm able to control everything, so then
no, that's two different things. That she is, she gets a vote in which parent she lives with. I mean, the courts would give her a vote as well. That's not backing off anything. What you're doing is she doesn't get to determine who you date, but she certainly gets a vote in where she lives. Hang on. We'll go through this again. Hang on for me. 855-99-37569. We'll come back, finish up with Anna. We've got Helen and Lynn. I'll get to you all. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Anna, who has got kind of a recalcitrant 9-year-old who's saying, I don't want you to be with this new guy because I had a prophecy that you and Dad were going to be together. And I said, you know, that she's not allowed to determine that it's up to it's up to you to determine whom you're going to date, not your daughter. And when she decides she's going to go live with her dad, that's going to happen. That's inevitable. And but I think rather than viewing it as, well, she got her way of just saying, listen, I absolutely understand that you love your dad, and at some point I think it makes some sense for you to spend more time with him.
Okay. So, and how do I deal? Because sometimes we do go together, like to her games and that, so that we shouldn't do that anymore.
I mean, the point is that you're giving her the idea that the two of you are really a couple, and you're not. And I think it's perfectly okay to go to the games. I think it's okay to certainly be pleasant to him, but you shouldn't. I mean, it's a date.
Exactly. Okay. So, and how do I deal with him that he starts crying in front of my daughter and saying he's depressed and that we're going to be together?
Well, that he should find himself a therapist.
Okay. And should I get a therapist, like, for my daughter, like, to deal with him telling her all these things?
You can ask her if she'd like to talk with somebody about it. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. You had talked about a person that goes up to other people, groups of people that are talking, and interrupts and is, you know, kind of annoying and that. And that could be me. Anyway, I think I'm a nice person and everything. And when I'm in a group, I look for people that are alone. But sometimes in some groups, there's nobody alone, if you know what I mean.
All right. Let me give you a little help here, Helen. And good for you for that sort of, I suspect, painful but useful kind of insight. Yes, going up to somebody who's alone makes more sense. But if they're not alone, just go up and stand quietly. You don't and wait till those are breaking the conversation and said, gee, you know, you guys look like you were having a great discussion. Is it okay if I just listen in?
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
I never thought of asking.
Yeah, exactly. Because then they're not viewing you as intrusive. You've already basically given them a compliment in that you're saying, you know, that you guys look like you're interested. It also, because you're announcing your presence, but you're not intruding. And I think that that's the way to do it. Just say, is it okay if I just hang, you guys just look like this was an interesting group of people. Is it okay? I don't know anybody here. Is it okay if I just kind of hang with you? You know,
nice.
Listen.
Yeah,
okay?
That's a nice approach.
There you go.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Good. You're most welcome. All right?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
855-99-DR-JOY. Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Lynn.
Dr. Joy. I had two questions. One is, you must see an awful lot of movies. And do you ever find that if you watch, you must watch multiple movies in an evening. Do you ever find that the second movie you don't enjoy as much because you did just watch a movie?
It's a good question. So let me answer them in order. Yeah, I do see an awful lot of movies. Not really. I mean, and I think part of it, it's kind of like, let me just give you a metaphor. Like if you go to a restaurant and you order an appetizer and the appetizer sucks, then there's, but the entree is fine. Or let's say the appetizer is great and the entree sucks. I mean, it may be if the first one you see is terrific that you're going to be a little more, you know, a little bit more. It's not even expecting because they're quite often, you know, there are evenings where I've seen three movies, believe it or not, and I've loved all three of them. There are evenings where I've hated the first movie, hated the second one, loved the third. So for some reason, I think part of it is just I genuinely love movies. And when the lights go down, I swear to you, I have hyperventilate, even though I probably see 350 movies a year easily. So, and it really doesn't influence me. And whether sometimes they now send me the DVD sometimes, so I'm watching at home. And I'll tell you that there's the only advantage of watching a really lousy DVD at home is I can sometimes fast forward through it. I was trying to remember what I watched. There are a couple I watched over the weekend, and I thought, this movie's a waste of my time. But there has to be some, because part of it is, I guess, I am just an unreformed optimist. I think, well, there has to be something here. I mean, and so I'll quite often go through them, and there was, I'm trying to remember what I saw over the weekend that I thought, this is really doesn't work for me. And then it did. So no, I really can keep them separate in my head, that they really don't influence one another. I suppose the only real downside is that if I've seen a really good movie, and then a mediocre one may look a little more mediocre than it might have if I'd. But I'm aware of it. For example, I voted over the weekend for on the drama desk for theater, and I remember talking with somebody before I got my ballot and said, we're talking about something that was sort of an iffy play, and I said, this year it's not going to get anything. Last year it probably would have done okay because the competition was much less strong. So I guess part of the advantage of seeing all those movies and seeing all that theater is that not only they don't really influence one another because you've seen so many, and that you have the expectation that for this last year this one would have done okay. It's not going to do very well this year because the competition is just better. So if that's any comfort, is that any comfort?
Interesting. I was curious, and I know I always value your opinion. I went to see Selma because you liked it so much, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great, but left to my own devices, that would not have been one that I would have gone to see.
Well, that's kind of part of the fun for me, is of both movies and theater, of sending you to things that you probably wouldn't have gone to on your own. And for me, I mean, the great stuff everybody's going to go see. The horrible stuff, you'll hear that I'll say, it's not worth it, or everybody's going to go see it. It's still not very good. But I really view it as one of the true gifts of what I get to do, is to send you to something you might not ordinarily have seen on your own that I think you really like. So, in fact, I just saw, it's a Japanese anime, which is not my, animation in general is not my favorite, although I've come to like it better than I used to, just because I think there's the improvements have been fantastic. And it's something called Marnie Was Here, and it's Japanese, as I said. It's because it's a cartoon, because it's anime, that they can, they don't have to do subtitles, they can just dub it. So here are all these Japanese people speaking perfect English, of course, which I know many Japanese do, but... And it's a story that is, that you're having some trouble with it. It's a very sophisticated story, which, again, is not really, animation and sophistication do not necessarily go hand in hand. But it's one of those things that I thought, it's not really a kid's movie. The animation isn't really that spectacular, like How to Train Your Dragon. I thought it was the animation, even if there was no soundtrack to it, would have been wonderful. But this one, I thought, there really is something here. So I mean, part of it is, I guess, just a great love of movies, so that I don't smush them together. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold, and if there's something else you want to talk about, I'll get back to you. If not, thanks for your question. I appreciate it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 3 copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7669. Okay, Lynn, you said you had something else you wanted to chat with me about?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the phenomenon of when someone borrows money, and then they have such scorn for the person that they borrowed it from.
Well, how
do they go from being so grateful, and I'll have it back to you in 2 weeks, to, well, that dirty, rotten scoundrel, they make so much money, they just should have given me this money.
All right.
How does that flip a switch like that?
All right, if you had to guess, what would you guess?
I'm just befuddled.
Okay. Well, I think there are two things. First of all, especially if they can't pay it back, then they're embarrassed. The idea being that the best defense is good offense. So, you know, I'll get it back to you in 2 weeks. Did the person pay the money back?
Eventually. Because okay, I'm like pit bull on my money.
All right.
I was not making a gift.
All right. Here's the deal. If I come to you and say, Lynn, I'd like to borrow $200 and I'll get it back to you in a month. First of all, the smartest thing you're going to say is, okay. I mean, the smartest thing you can say is no, but none of us do that. I mean, you know, neither a borrower nor a lender be. And because my theory has always been, if they really need it and I can spare it, I will give it to, you know, I'll give it to them. But here's the deal, that you really need to treat any loan as a gift because you're likely to lose both the money and the friend. And the only way to do that, and so because the obvious answer if somebody's saying, can I borrow some money, is saying, you know, I'm really tapped out. I'd love to do it. You know, maybe there's something I can do to help you, but I just don't have the extra money. But most of us are not, even though it is the right answer, because it's the safest answer, that most of us don't do that. So if you're going to loan somebody some money on in your head, you have to think of it as a gift. So if you get it back, great. Then at least you'll get it back, and you may or may not have lost a friend, but at least you'll get the money back. But that's in your head. In terms of how you deal with the other person, you can say, great, but here's the deal. I would rather lose the money than lose you as a friend. So let's sign a contract that says this is what you're going to do, and I don't want to have to bother you about it. That I'm perfectly willing to do this on the understanding severalfold. Number one, that it doesn't damage the friendship, which is spitting in the wind, but you can at least try. Second of all, that we sign a contract. And third of all, it's your responsibility to pay it back. I'm not going to come after you. I expect you to take this seriously. And once it's in writing, if you really think you're not going to be able to do it, you need to tell me before we sign this. And then at least you have a piece of paper so you can say, you don't even have to send them an email. You can just take a picture of the contract and text it to them. All right.
What about this? We all know someone, or we've heard of people saying, I need money. The baby is throwing up blood,
right,
or the baby needs
diapers.
Right. I need money for this. And
my mother needs an operation.
That's not true. It's actually, I want money for beer and cigarettes, but nobody's going to ask for a loan for that. So
well,
when
of course.
Don't give them the money. They say, can you believe that? My baby.
Let me deal with this. I'll help you deal with this. What if some, all right. Again, the whole point is once you've given somebody the money, it's out of your hands, and hopefully you have that either in your own head, the money's gone, so if it ever comes back, you win, which means you don't ever loan it.
But in this instance, you're the dirty dog for not loaning it.
Wait, I'm getting there. Lynn, I haven't forgotten. Just follow along on this, all right? So it's my scientific training. You got to cover all the bases, all right? So the idea being that you say that in your own mind that you don't loan any money that you can't afford to, with the understanding it's probably not going to come back. If it comes back, you win, they win, everything's fine. But once you've given the money, what they spend it for, I actually sent a relative, they didn't have health insurance, and I actually sent them a fairly significant amount of money to cover their health insurance, and they went on a cruise. Which taught me a couple things. First of all, don't send the money. Second of all, once it's sent, it's not up to you. But in the case of that my kid needs diapers, what I'd say is what kind of they need, and I would go and buy the diapers. I would not give anybody that I thought was really using my money for beer and cigarettes who said that they needed it for their baby, that if it gets your conscience enough, then you buy the diapers. You don't ever give anybody like that money. But once you've given somebody money, how they spend it is up to them. And what you can say is, look, I don't want to be put in the position of determining how you spend the money, so I just don't have it. All right, so why did people turn ugly? Well, they turn ugly because, first of all, they're embarrassed to have to borrow money. I mean, I think anybody who has to borrow money is embarrassed, number one. Number two, the idea that you're trying to move it into a business-like realm may or may not save you. But when they can't pay it back, they only have two options. Either to look at their own behavior and say, what is wrong with me that I can't, that I could, first of all, that I can't afford this. Second of all, that I said I would do something that I'm not doing it, and that I would rip off a friend. So most people are not willing to do that. So what they say is, Lynn could afford it. Why didn't she give it to me? Because it's much easier to make you the bad guy than to look at their own behavior and say, why did I need it? Why can I not live within my own means? Why did I sign a contract? And why am I not paying it back? So it's much easier to just make you the bad guy. And so the only way to be the good guy in all of this is to give them the money and say, no, it's my pleasure, and they're going to come and get you again. So every time you give them the money, you can be Saint Lynn the Divine. But people, it does not bring out, nobody says, oh, I love my bank. Right? The bank is the place, and the joke is banks will only loan you money if you can prove you don't need it. So when they go to a friend, and let me give you a different way of thinking about this, which may help. And I've told the story before, but it's kind of my way of dealing with the fact that we shouldn't borrowers or lenders be. So somebody came to me and said, this was about maybe 10 years ago. They said I didn't even know them very well. They were actually people who knew the person I was dating at that time, which of course makes it even more tenuous and more awful. And they said, we really want to do this. And I said, well, how much would it cost? And they said, I think it was $1,000. Which is not an insignificant amount of money. And they said, it's really, really important, and, I really want to do it. And in a moment of complete stupidity, I said, I'll give you $1,000. I've always been, since I've been very young, I've always given away about 25% of my before-tax income, and I don't make that much money. I just have always felt like I was very blessed, and my deal with the universe is, okay, I'll give back, it's not even altruism. It just makes me feel safer in the world. It's just what I do. So I'm not asking for anything other than it just works for me. So I said, I'll give you $1,000. I didn't think anything more about it because I thought, crap, if they had the, if they had $1,000, they wouldn't be borrowing it. If they're going to borrow it, where are they going to get $1,000 to pay it back? So didn't even think any more about it. And I knew, she said borrow it, and I knew, and I was not quite as sophisticated about money borrowing. I'd had a couple more awful experiences since then. So fast forward, forgot about, wasn't dating the guy anymore. Christmas, about 5 years later, I get this lovely sort of embroidered quilt in the mail with a check for $1,000. She said, it was an experience of a lifetime. I'm sorry it's taken so long to pay it back. You're never out of my thoughts. I'm so grateful. Thank you. And my first thought was I called her and said, thank you. My first thought was to say, look, I'm sending you the check back. And I thought, wait a minute. This is a mark of respect for her and for me. So I actually knew somebody at the time who was in some dire straits. And I said, look, I'm sending you a check for $1,000. I couldn't send that check. I put that one in the bank and wrote another check to this person and said, I'm giving you a check for $1,000. With the idea being that at some point, when you can, you give somebody else this money. You don't have to give it back to me, but you give it to somebody else. You play it forward. And for me, that's been a way of sort of, and so I kind of in my head, earmark, I know all of my listeners are not going to be sending me requests for money. Don't do it, folks. You have to go through the charity thing. But for me, it was a way of saying, I can't, that I am blessed, that I live frugally, and so this is, if I can do something that makes me feel good about it and give somebody else some pleasure, I'm kind of willing to do it. And so, but you can see, I really did follow my own advice. I had written it off. I didn't know the person very well to begin with, so it wasn't that it damaged the friendship, because there really wasn't much of a friendship there. It was just somebody I knew and had been very kind to me, but I didn't know her very well. And so, and the person who I wrote the second check to has actually been back in touch to say, this is what I did with the money. And so for me,
very nice.
It's a way of sort of, and what I do is I kind of mentally put aside a certain amount of money to do that. But man, you'd say no to somebody on the subway and they will spit on you. So it's just the human behavior of, it's embarrassing to have to ask. Getting it feels good, but makes me feel lousy, and I'm never going to be grateful. The charity always feels better to the donor than the recipient. Put you on hold if you have anything else. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax,
marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so Reese Witherspoon got clobbered by the Avengers over the weekend, which is not much of a surprise. But we're not very surprised about that. Avengers has done exceptionally well. That the last two weekend, or not, that the combination of Avengers and Fast and Furious has really helped Hollywood. They're both really clobbering everything else. Got some movies. I mean, as I said, I send you to small little movies. So in case if I had to choose between Fast and Furious and Avengers, which would I choose? Probably, believe it or not, Fast and Furious. They're both too long. They're both too noisy. But there's a lot more heart in Fast and Furious, I suppose, because of Paul Walker, than there is in Avengers. I like the Avengers. I mean, I like Iron Man. I just think this one was too noisy, too long, too many plots, too many characters. I mean, it's a popcorn movie. All right, so there's a new study out, which is asking if you're looking for love in all the wrong places. And, I mean, this one just seems to me so duh. All right, they went to the University of South Alabama. 100 students, which is not very many, 70 female, 30 male, ages 18 to 38. I'm fascinated about where they get all these 38-year-olds on college campuses, but what do I know? All right, so they asked them what they're looking for. They're looking for a long-term relationship or a fling, all right? And again, I mean, this is it's hard to think about 22-year-olds thinking about long-term relationships, but maybe. I mean, less and less so these days. So they call them niches about where you would meet people. All right, here are long-term possibilities. Class, organizations, religions, religious affiliations, work, gym, coffee shop, volunteer groups, neighborhood, conferences, and the park. Short, and you can tell they're young. Short-term, bar, nightclub, party, dance club, beach, wedding, gym, concert, fraternity party, or neighborhood. Now, neighborhood showed up in both. Isn't that interesting? Jim showed up in both. All right. Now, then they examined personality traits. They had participants complete questionnaires that assessed their traits of narcissism, psychopathology, and Machiavellianism, known as the dark triad. Sorry. And then they did something called a hexaco, honesty, humility, emotionality, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and openness. I mean, basically, you're a good angel or you're a bad angel, I guess. Things like this just make me giggle. What did they find? The traits, the dark triad, predicted more use of short-term niches, but not use of long-term niches. Like, duh! I mean, if you're the Antichrist, do you think you're really looking for a relationship? I don't think so. In addition, the traits of agreeableness, conscientiousness, and openness were correlated with going to long-term. I mean, why did they bother? I don't even know. Joyce, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a friend who... I guess my basic question to you is there such a thing as, like, cybernetic mind control? She, you know, she feels that and knows that her computer and everything else has been, you know, hacked, but also it feels and says that different things have happened to her where she has found, some kind of instrument in her arm. She feels.
How old is your friend?
She's 50.
How often do you see this person?
I don't see her very often. I'm just talking with her, and that's why I'm just wondering if there's...
Does she live alone?
She did until just a few days ago. I mean, she had somebody until a few days ago,
And who was the person who she was living with?
Well, that was the person that she was living with was somebody that she knew, but she felt was involved in this and perhaps the cause of it. And so she said that the person had to go, which the person has gone. And she feels things are getting better, but not 100%.
Okay. First of all, it's really a classic definition of paranoia, isn't it? That people are out to get me, a computer is an obvious focus these days because there's so much information that goes into the computer. But that, I mean, the idea of the idea of something physically, people have said that they were getting instructions from their phone or from when they turned on their radio. So electronics in general have always been a focus of paranoia because we don't really understand how they work, to be very honest, right? I mean, we don't really understand. We know that we can talk into a telephone, but we don't really understand how it works. So it seems magical. So if it's something that's magical, then it could, and the magic can work one direction, then in theory it could work the other as well. And so radios, telephones, computers, televisions, cars, beepers, almost anything that has electronics attached to it, TiVos, DVDs, beta players, iPads, iPods, are all sources where people think that they're being controlled because they really don't understand the mechanics of it. And quite often there is a physical component that where people say that they've been kidnapped by aliens. There's a famous anal probe. So I think your friend is in trouble. And what you need to do is say, gee, that must feel terrible to feel that way. Don't you think talking to somebody might help? And she's saying, well, I'm talking to you, and you need to say somebody who maybe has a little bit more expertise than I do. Because the person, for the person who's experiencing this at that moment, it feels very real. And it's very common to accuse people of doing it or stealing things from them or trying to control their mind or try to convince them to do things. So I think your friend is in trouble. And if there's somebody that you can, either you can go and deal with her face to face, or someone else can. But she's very likely not sleeping. It may escalate. And as you can imagine, medication is a real problem because people who feel like this way feel that someone's trying to control their mind or they're trying to poison them. Do you know if this has been an ongoing issue for her or it's recent?
She said that the hacking and all that has been several years, you know, starting the computer.
Yeah.
And she alleges that whenever she goes to buy a computer or buy a cell phone or whatever, before she even gets out of the store, it's already, you know, compromised.
Yeah, she's in trouble. I mean, this is a sort of classic paranoid schizophrenia. Okay. So I think she needs some help. And what you can say is, it must feel terrible to feel that way. What if you talked with somebody about this? Okay, because she's in trouble. All right, and she feels she's very frightened. All right, let me put you on hold for just a second. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.